This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters I ask Allah عز وجل who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين When we go into any business venture, some of the questions that we post are like, what is the startup cost? How many partners involved? How are the shares distributed? And the main question, what is the profit from this investment? Similarly, when we go and apply for a job, the main questions will be about the salary, the benefits, vacations. And in both cases, we miss the most important question. Is that investment or is that job halal or haram? Many of us miss that question, and it is the most important question. My brothers and sisters, we are in an era where greed has dominated, and people care less where do they earn their income. Some cheat, some steal, some lie to sell their product, some take bribes, some do not care about the damage that their product is doing to others. They do not care as long as it brings money. Some deal with riba with no regret whatsoever. Bottom line, we reached a point that this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in the Bukhari, is being applied. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ لَا يُبَالِي الْمَرْءِ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْهِ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. There will come a time where people do not care anymore where their income's from. Is it from halal or is it from haram? My brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the major sins like adultery, theft, false testimony, and others, He denounced them with the harshest of expressions. But when it came to financing, and specifically riba, the language of the Quran changed. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you do not stop dealing with riba, so you are warned, and prepare yourself with war, war against Allah and His Messenger. Commenting on this, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, يقال يوم القيامة لآكل الربا خذ سلاحك للحرب. It will be told to the person who deals with riba on the day of judgment, prepare yourself, get your weapon and prepare yourself with war against Allah. War against Allah. What does count as prohibited? Any wealth earned by haram means, by stealing, by bribe, by lying, by cheating, by deceiving, by taking your sibling's inheritance, by taking people to court and taking money that does not belong to you. All that is haram income. Any income that is generated by selling haram is haram. Any income coming from selling alcohol, selling pork, selling lottery is haram. If you have allowed this type of wealth into your home and to your family, this means you have unleashed a weapon of mass destruction in your household. My brothers and sisters, listen to some of the damages that haram wealth might cause. Number one, the first and most important damage is to the heart. This heart, which Rasulullah ﷺ said, if it is pure, everything is pure. And if it is corrupt, the rest of the body is corrupt. That's the first casualty. is the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that every time we commit a major sin, and haram income is one of the major sins, a black spot will come into the heart. Another major sin, another black spot. When we have blockage in our hearts, we rush to the cardiologists. These major sins will cause a blockage to all the lectures and the Jum'ah khutbas and the seminars and the Quran. You will hear it, but it will not benefit because of that haram income. Because of that haram income, we will not taste the sweetness of Iman. Your heart becomes so hard, even though you are sometimes in very good places like the masjid. Second damage, your strongest weapon as a Muslim will become ineffective. Our strongest weapon as Muslims is our dua. When we start earning haram, the dua is not answered. Where's your dalil? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned a traveling person. He is in dire need. He's raising his hands. He's repeating the dua. All four are means of the dua to be accepted. And even though he has all four combined, and despite all that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be no response. Why, ya Rasulullah? He said, how come? While his food is from haram, his drink is from haram, and he is nourished with haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. When all that is haram, how can his dua be answered? Third, our sadaqah will not be accepted. The sadaqah from haram income is not accepted. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبْ وَلَا يَقْبَلْ إِلَّا طَيِّبْ. Allah is pure and he only accepts what's pure. So the shaitan comes to the man or the person who is dealing with haram. You are giving a lot of donations. Continue. You built a masjid, you dug a well, you helped many orphans. It's okay. Go ahead and continue. That money is, you're not just taking it for yourself. You're helping a lot. My brother, Allah is tayyib. وَلَا يَقْبَلْ إِلَّا طَيِّبْ. A man asked Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah. He said, how is it that my charity will not purify my sins? Sufyan, rahimahullah, said, whoever spends haram wealth in halal venues is just like a person who cleans his dirty clothes with urine. Clothes cannot be purified except with water, and sins cannot be wiped except with halal means. Fourth damage, barakah will be eliminated from that household. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is in Bukhari, al-bay'an bil-khayar ma lam yatafarraqa. فَإِنْ صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا وَإِنْ كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَتْ بَيْعِهِمَا. Two parties, they can change the deal as long as they did not depart. And if they clarified and showed the faults and they were truthful, Allah will put barakah in that transaction. And if they hide the faults and they lie, muhiqat, the barakah is eliminated from that transaction. You could have made $1 million from selling that house that you know it has so many leaks and has so many problems. You could have made $20,000 from selling that car that you know the transmission is going to break in 2 weeks. But you did not tell the people, barakah will be eliminated. Fifth damage. When we deal with haram, there's a major risk of going to the hellfire. On the day of Khaybar, please, my brothers and sisters, listen carefully, and especially my young brothers and sisters who are about maybe to go into the business world or jobs. Wallahi, if they are paying you $500,000-$600,000 a year, and you feel that there is haram in that income, drop it. Drop it. My brother, if they are paying you so much and so many benefits, and they told you, no Jumu'ah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Wallahi, Allah will replace you with something better. Listen to this hadith. On the day of Khaybar, some companions came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, so and so is a shaheed. So and so is a shaheed, is a martyr. And then they said, so and so is a martyr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, he's in the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. He died as a shaheed, ya Rasulullah. He's in the hellfire. Ya Rasulullah, what did he do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he took a garment from the booty before it was distributed. He took a garment, the booty was going to be distributed, so he is going to get a share. He took it before, so it is considered stealing. A shaheed, shaheed. Rasulullah ﷺ said, he's in the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. اللهم أكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Few things to remember, my dear brothers and sisters. First, whatever has been decreed to you, you will not die before you get it. Allah decreed that I will make $1 million in my lifespan of 60, 70 years, whatever that is. I will not die before I make the $1 million. Not a penny less, not a penny more. How do I get the $1 million is my decision. Do I get it through halal? Do I get it through haram? Do I inherit it? Somebody gives it to me as a gift. But the amount will not change. So seeking it through haram means you're only risking all these damages we mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that our rizq will find us just like the angel of death will find us. Have you ever heard that the angel of death mislocated somebody, could not find someone? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the rizq, whatever is written for us, will find us just like the angel of death will find us. Ali radiallahu anhu, very well known story, he went to pray in the masjid. And before he goes inside, he told the young boy, watch my horse. And he had his saddle on top of the horse. When he came out, Ali radiallahu anhu, he did not find the boy and he did not find the saddle. So he went to the market to buy a saddle. He found his saddle being sold. He said, where did you get this from? He said, the young boy gave it to me for 2 dinar. He said, subhanallah. I had 2 dinar with me to give it to him because he was watching my horse. So the 2 dinars were coming. He got them through haram, but they were coming through halal. And same thing applies to all of us. Second thing to remember, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, is that the rizq is from Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ with mad, وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. My rizq and your rizq is in the sama. What does that mean? No one on earth can touch it. No one on earth can touch it. Sometimes we get scared from the boss. Oh, he's gonna fire me. This is not your Razzaq. This is not your Razzaq. Do your job properly. Seek your income from halal means and put complete tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. Listen to this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this hadith is a foundation when it comes to business. So lend me your heart. Jibreel inspired in my mind that a soul will never die until it finishes its term and consumes its provision. So, be graceful in seeking provision and do not, listen carefully, and do not allow the delay of provision to compel you to seek it through haram means. Because whatever is with Allah can only be earned through His obedience. Do not let the delay, sometimes, what am I gonna do? What should I do? I have to go with this haram. No, 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 this is a test. Do not fail. The Razzaq, does Allah know what you're going through? Wallahi, He knows. Can He solve it? 100%. Just be patient. If He provides for the smallest ant on earth, He's going to forget about you? Be patient and pass the test. Ali radiallahu anhu was told, Sif lana dunya. Sif lana dunya. He said, ما أصف من دار أولها عناء وآخرها فناء في حلالها حساب وفي حرامها عقاب. الله أكبر. He said, what can I say? He was told, describe to us dunya. He said, what can I say to describe a place where we spend a life whose beginning is utter suffering and its end is complete extinction? The permissible acts in it are accountable, and the prohibited acts will certainly be punished. The halal in it, we are responsible for it, and the haram in it, we'll be punished for it. My brothers and sisters, the solution of all our finances is in one ayah in the Quran. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whomsoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah will get him an exit from any hardship and will provide for him or her from sources they've never expected. Who is giving this promise? الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ خَزَائِنَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The one who has the sources of everything, the Kareem himself, the Ghani himself, the Qadir himself, the Hakim himself. So, ya akhwan, let's struggle and strive to make sure our income is halal. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا رب العالمين، آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please come out from the two rooms and fill up the main hall, please. Please fill up the main hall. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khair. Please make sure, look down, make sure you have no space.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم انت السلام منك السلام